This is kind of unusual. You're doing an event in January, Robert, and this is, you don't usually do these kind of things in January. Do you? I mean, I don't remember you doing events in January.
Well, I don't know. We did, well, actually, let's see. I'm trying to think. Last year, we did something in January. I can't remember what. Maybe it may not have been on Maui, but we did something in January. Anyway, it's of course, it's a good time of year in terms of the visitors here. We haven't done something for a while here on Maui. We've been active other places.
You've gone to other islands and done things?
We go to other islands, and the most recently we were in California, actually, with a couple of events. I remember talking to you about
I don't
that.
Remember that.
Yeah.
Well, how nice was that?
Well, that was fine. That was participation in something called the Festival for New American Music at the California State University of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
That was their 40th annual.
Wow,
it's a major festival for 10 days.
Did you play?
Yeah, so I participated in a couple of things during that event. And then we also did, in cooperation with our friend and longtime colleague, Sarn Oliver, the violinist from the San Francisco Symphony, we put together a concert in Berkeley at the Berkeley Hillside Club.
Nice.
So it was a co-production that involved all beyond some piano performance, something of Sarn's, rather celebrated piece by George Crumb called the Black Angels Quartet.
Ooh.
So Sarn was able to corral his colleagues who had just performed it the week before to a string quartet from the members of the symphony to also perform it at our event.
And did you have people who knew you and knew about you that were there?
We'd had a pretty good Berkeley Hillside Club. It's very unusual, lovely kind of facility. It's a pretty good turnout, you know.
Well,
yeah,
good.
It was good.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're expanding. It's always amazing to see what you do.
Yeah.
This new event is coming up January 6th, and it's going to be, I love these events. Actually, I have to say these events are my favorite events.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the art and interactive media, those are my favorite events.
And we haven't done them for a while, for a couple of reasons. One being that they used to be at the Seabury Hall, old performing arts studio, which was a beautiful black box theater, very, very well appointed, you know, lots of fixtures. And of course, there was the director of the theater there, Todd Van Amberg, who always assisted. So we did an event there. And then, of course, that facility closed down, was replaced by the current Creative Arts Center, which is not a black box theater. It's more like a regular theater. We've had concerts there, but we didn't really have a place until locating this Pro Arts Playhouse.
I've heard a lot of good things about that.
Yeah,
that's in Kihei, right?
Right.
Where is it in Kihei?
It's 1280 South Kihei Road, so it's in the Azeka area, a mall, I guess you'd say.
Right.
It's sort of out of the way a little bit, but it's, those of you familiar out there, it's close to the Vietnamese restaurant, which would be on the Malka side. So it's not a large facility, but it has a potential. It does a lot of theater, and with the little work, we could have actually make it a black box. But we probably won't go to those lengths. But it's somewhat intimate, but it also is very conducive to the sort of work. And that's why I say the Christy Scott has been extremely cooperative and to date. It's our first event there,
and it's rather adventuresome.
It's an adventuresome event, and it's not our normal venues.
Of course, if you have Tom Vendetti with you, the word adventure is his middle name.
And it's not we do some in Kihei, but mostly, you know, upcountry and central Maui. But so it's not the, you know, again, the most familiar area for us, so we're hoping that people will come out, and of course it's a free event, and
I just love that you do these events for free.
And we've been so fortunate to bring here today and have cooperation from Tom Vendetti, not only a PhD psychologist, but an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. And he's contributing his resources, the screen and the projector, very unusual projector that can transition, as I understand, between 3D and 2D.
Right. I was got word that there was this modular that literally goes in front of one projector and will convert that image to 3D. So I don't need to bring two projectors, one for each eye. And it's again, the technology is fascinating.
Is it software?
Well, it's similar to, there's two different types of 3D. One is called passive, and that's what you use when you go into the theater and wear the polarized glasses. The other is called active shutter, and it literally shutters the image back and forth where you can't visually see it, but it's tricking your brain into one solid image. And this little modulator is using the active technology to make that happen.
Have fun.
And it's also very easy to carry around. You know, I recently took it to San Francisco and screened my new film, and,
Was that the thing down in south of San Francisco?
At Half Moon Bay, yes.
At Half Moon Bay, how was that?
Oh, that was excellent. It was...
When was that, just a week ago?
About 2.5 weeks ago, yeah.
And that was with you and...
Kayla Beamer and Moana and Nancy, and we... offered it to the Buddhist Film Foundation, who picked it up, by the way. So they may get some theatrical releases, and they also have a film festival that literally goes around the world. So we're very excited about that.
What a great way to expand who you're getting to watch your great films.
Right, right.
That's beautiful.
So this event we're talking about is January 6th.
Is that a Saturday?
Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And... Tom will have a new film. Is it pretty much a new film? Never screened before.
Right. Yeah. And it's based on exotic Cambodia. So it's all of these images of the ancient temples there. Because there's this shadow theme that you've come up with. And there's all these beautiful light and shadows and the temples and so forth. So we're going to go on this little visual 3D ride with music. Is it Lou Harrison?
Lou Harrison, yeah.
Yeah, who... fascinating music. I mean, we could spend the whole hour talking about him.
We've done that. And actually, when we celebrated his centennial, he would have turned 100 earlier this year.
It was fascinating.
We had Sarah Cahill play his music.
Is that how you kind of knew about it? Through
yes.
Robert?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I instantly thought of Cambodia. Mm-hmm. And the images fit so well with it. So, and then... I'm also working with Dr. Gary Greenberg. He's going to take us on this 3D journey into flowers. And we're just starting to finishing that.
So what is he going to have for his music behind that?
That's some of Kayla Beamer's music.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good, good,
yeah.
good.
Yeah. And then there'll be a third film by our technical producer and also visual and artist and composer Peter Swansea called Awakenings. That apparently is in 3D as well.
Right. Oh, yeah. In fact, we'll be working on that this coming Saturday, putting it together. Finishing. He hasn't done.
I know.
It's interesting. It needs to be converted to 3D on a Blu-ray. Huh. So I have the technology to do that so we can actually have a way to screen it.
Okay. So 3D, some 3D film. You know, this is exciting.
So give me the breakdown of what comes first, who's on first, and what goes second in the lineup.
Okay, there's going to be a lot, and as I say, we've reached out, as we usually do. I refer to it as Ebb and Flow Arts Multimedia Group when we first started. It was a little bit inspired by what I learned happened in Japan with the great Japanese composer Toro Takamitsu, who established a multimedia group. I forgot its exact name, but basically gathered not only musicians, but visual artists and performance artists and filmmakers, and we did one little thing that they developed quite a few years ago called Corona, and it also involves a lot of chance operations. But anyway, here on Maui, there's just a wealth of individuals, artists, that poets and painters and musicians. So
some I know and some are new to me.
Yeah.
I absolutely always liked the artwork of Tony Walham.
Yeah, Tony Walham has mainly worked on a script for based on Plato's allegory of the cave, and that's where our shadow theme comes back again, because it's maybe you've encountered it. I mean, it's a lot on the high school syllabuses and all over the years, but it's a deep, you know, sort of tract, but basically involves people who have been chained since childhood to look at straight ahead and can't look anywhere else, and behind them is a fire that yields light, and in front of the fire passes the actual people, but they only see the shadows all over. So it gets
it's very psychological.
It's
a Rorschach.
You would know all about that, right?
It's all
Tom?
About, really, in some ways, very much about Tom's previous film that we were so fortunate to co-produce, the Tibetan Illusion Destroyer. Mm-hmm. It's what, you know, what is reality? Is it's for these people, it was shadow. And then there comes the moment when they are freed and can look around and they encounter quote-unquote reality. But
is he doing artwork to this?
No. Okay. It will be mostly, it's just his interpretation, and he may play a role in it, because we may have a character, Plato, actually.
You're bringing Plato back.
I think so.
How cool.
But he may come back incarnated.
I think that you could do that. You should do Plato.
Reincarnated as Haile Selassie.
Oh, my God. No.
I see it.
I can't see it. I don't see that.
But
what is reality?
What a concept. Reality, what a concept.
But at least a somewhat dictatorial type. I know we don't associate Plato with sort of right-wing extremism.
No, we don't.
But some have over the years. And he was, if you read through this particular book, he was very much pro-war, that the development of a human being ultimately is to become a great warrior. And of course, we're talking about warring Athens and Sparta at the time. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we're going to bring up is that things haven't changed very much, you know, and that's why we may be able to bring him back. But there's the other side of it, the
when
Socratic.
When you say bring him back, you're talking him being Plato?
Yeah, bring Plato back as some sort of 20th century figure, maybe. But anyway,
bring him back.
That's for discussion tomorrow. but you know, the whole question of what's reality and whether these people who finally can see the sun lit objects and people accept it as such. And they tend, in the allegory, they tend to go back to the comfort of the shadow as the reality. So it's just layers of what is actually reality and also illusion about reality. So,
but you have some wonderful musicians.
And so we have our musicians this. Have been with us since we started, really.
Yeah, some of the best.
Danny M., the bass, Paul Marchetti percussion.
Awesome guy.
And
John
Zangrando on alto sax and flute. And then we have, of course, Tony with the libretto and possibly some onstage performance. Lisa Buell.
Don't know her.
Used to be Lisa Gagnon until she married, but she's been, again, with us since the beginning of our productions. And she's become an expert in shadow work. So this is particularly appropriate for her to. She's a performance artist, dancer, and then we have Francis Kane, Frank Kane, who's a professional actor. He has a varied background, including participation with the Muppets and in Sesame Street. And
is he local?
Yeah, he lives here. He's multi-talented. You know, he's a visual artist, he's kind of a sculptor, jeweler. He is an expert in set designs. He, every year until a few years ago, would go back with the Joffrey Ballet and do Nutcracker, where he had designed the Mother Superior. That's huge puppet, you might say, more greater than life size, that he operated every year. And he was with Mumenschanz and has degrees in children's education. So he's a wonderful, wonderful person to have around to just guide us through the ins and outs of theater production. And so,
does that happen first and then Tom's films later? Or what's the lineup?
So what we have are they're going to be a number of small, shorter numbers that are going on for the entire evening. So including poetry readings. Frank will be the narrator throughout. He will recite some poems throughout.
The poems of
Well, we don't have the rights yet, so I won't announce. But one he will, though, is an ancient Korean poem entitled In the Night, which talks a lot about shadow work. And then we will have a, with the Korean connection, a work that was composed by a woman in Korea, Shin-hee Park. She now is the director of Veritas Musicae, Contemporary Music Foundation in Seoul. And now I've been in touch with that foundation for over 30 years, and we've had a lot of exchange where we take Korean work and perform it here, as we're doing, and they take our music and perform it over there, and that's been ongoing, and this is the thread of it still. In this case, I've performed this piece in California, actually, six short pieces called Abstract Paintings, number one. So it, of course, suggests combining with visuals. Now, she doesn't have any specific paintings in mind, so we're going to use works by Martha Woodbury, one of our gifted visual artists here, and Linda Whittemore, also.
And are they doing work on site, or are they?
No, this will be, in other words, matching them up.
Okay.
And so it will be just the actually playback of a piano performance, because there's no actual acoustic piano in the facility there, but a playback of a performance, and then the matching with still images of abstract work by these two great artists. So that will start it, and then there's something we call triple play on words, which it maybe it's too much to describe. I don't want to give too much away.
I'll go for it. Go ahead. You know, we can take
but, it. But it's, again, we bring into the production, for example, the work of Richard Nelson, the Tri-Hue watercolorist, who was a student of Joseph Albers, the great colorist, and it's something I've thought about for quite a while, but it has to do with homophones. You know, these like whales, you know, beluga whales, W-A-I-L-S and W-H-A-L-E-S, and how those kinds of pairings can kind of lose their meaning if we just say them continuously. And there's an analogy in visual art where three colors become four. I don't know if you're familiar with this Albers effect, but Richard Nelson has made a video of it that's extremely, powerful in its transmission of that. And then musically, there's the analogy to taking, as you know, a B sharp, which has a certain meaning in a certain harmonic field, continuing it and turning it into a C. So it's the same note on the piano, but if you surround it with different harmony, it changes its meaning. It's a little bit like a verbal homophone. So we're going to combine all of that and audience participation.
What do we all do?
We hand out bottles of tequila to the other. We will have the audience. This was came up the other day in rehearsal that they will do the homophone. So let's say, to take whales, let's say. Mm-hmm. So they will continuously say that sound. Mm-hmm. But midway in an enactment, the meaning of that will change. So from Wales, you know, you could see in a, the performance artist cry. I'm gesturing on the radio, which doesn't make much sense, but crying and, you know, and sad, and then midway turning into a whale, you know. And the point of it is, well, we'll see, but it's also, it's, you know, it's George Orwell. I love his work. Of course, we know 1984, but he wrote an essay about language and politics, how when the words are, the words should search for a meaning. The, you know, the meaning shouldn't have to search for the words. It, it, when you get a situation where the, what's talked about on, you know, in discourse, in normal discourse, let's say in politics, mm-hmm. becomes so meaningless as a result of the trite repeating of the same things, you know, that the rhetoric that our politicians use, that over and over again the same things, and it just sort of loses meaning. And we get into the area of what's now talked about as fake news, you know, what's real again, what's the reality, what's the shadow of the real, of the meaning, you know. So it gets into that area too, I think. Anyway, we go on.
It's pretty mind expanding.
Yes,
you know?
I hope it, you know, it's very experimental.
Yes.
Let's face it. And so sometimes we have to go out on the limb and take a risk with these things.
You do, often.
And then we have the three poems by Jim Loomis, who's mm-hmm. our public intellectual, mathematician. Wrote a book called Tales and Flukes from Life in the Trees, Fractal One, Saving the Cosmos Till Tuesday. Well, I guess we'll be okay through today. Jim has, we've taken three of his poems, and again, Frank Kane will recite them. We'll have some video with them, and then we'll have music.
Do you see how time flies when you lose touch with reality?
It's true. Well, you experienced that with the Tibetan Illusion Destroyer.
Right.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, so when's your film? Is your towards
then
the end?
Then comes, after that comes the films, I thought. The order of subject had changed, but then would be the Awakenings and then Tom's film. I thought in a row.
So this was taken at that place you were at in? In Nepal? Was this footage that you took there?
This was taken at Angkor Wat in Cambodia and several other temples that are unknown to the average tourist these days that I had the privilege of visiting and even camping out at that, with still all of the vegetation growing over it. And then again, another temple very close to Thailand. So different images of these special places.
And this would be in 3D?
In 3D, right.
With glasses?
With glasses, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And music is going to be done live or with recording?
That would be recorded, yeah.
Okay.
With Keola's music and also Lou Harrison.
I love Keola. He's just such an amazing guy.
So
I thought we would have maybe two films in a row. I mean, the idea of putting on and taking off the glasses, that's something that's okay, or
is no? It would be fine to do it any way you want.
They don't
need to be right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just maybe the inconvenience. Then. But so to have two films in a row, and then we do the Plato, the allegory of the cave in a stage composition.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be with music and shadow work, and narration, and finally, we'll do Gary Greenberg's film, The Florotica, back to the 3D, in other words. So
it's an amazing lineup. This would be like a $40 concert event. It really would. I can't believe you're doing it for free here, Robert. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well,
I really am shocked that you're doing it for free.
Thanks to the Hawaii State Foundation on Culture and Arts. You know, they've been stalwart supporters of Ebb and Flow Arts as many other nonprofit arts organizations, but it's not a matter of, you know, we'll start you up and then, you know, you're on your own in the free market economy kind of attitude. It's that they just stay with groups over the years. Now, it may not be huge amounts because they've been whittled down. They used to, the State Foundation on Culture and Arts here used to be one of the strongest in the country.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh.
Per capita. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's doing okay. You know, it's actually we've noticed increases now over the last two or three cycles from them. So they've
well, you're very, very good at knowing how to approach them. And I of all the people I know who do events, you're the best at knowing how to approach them and apply for the grants. And you do. That's one of your wonderful gifts. You know, that and the talent that you put together for free. But this is not a huge venue.
No.
So people should think, what are you going to do? Do people get tickets?
We can have, if people want to call in to 876-1854 or connect with us through our website, ebbandflowarts.org, to make reservations, we will gladly do that. Mm. Best is to show up pretty
Since
early.
Since people are driving in the car and they can't remember it, just say it once.
Yes.
Let's repeat that.
So it's 808-876-1854 and www.ebbandflowarts.org.
If you just show up, you don't know if you'll get a ticket, right? You may not be able to get in if you just show up.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a calculated situation in which we know that this is the first time we've been at this venue, that we don't have often our venues are upcountry or central Maui, so that Kihei is a little bit more unusual. So we're taking this path in order to be able to do such a production. I mean, this is a facility that's prepared for it. It has the light fixtures, has an excellent manager, has a good PA system. And it's just they're very Christy Scott again, the manager, is very accommodating, so she's quite helpful.
Well, I do want to mention you take donations,
and we do take donations. Absolutely, mm-hmm. We have a bowl
because these events you get people in. They're expensive to put these things on.
Yeah,
there's a lot of time.
No, we do pay we absolutely pay our artists and our musicians and always.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to do this kind of work if we couldn't manage that. But it's also the case that we do receive this public funding,
mm-hmm.
and private foundation funding. But
thank God for that, because you've created a little niche that no one else has really even approached.
I'm excited to again work with these people. They're so it's a cohesive group. We hadn't been really worked together for 4 years or so. But we had a rehearsal not long ago, and it just felt like, you know, yesterday that we had convened and put things together, and it was a good creative session. So
it's fascinating to listen to, but,
yeah,
you know, just all it does is give me clues about how amazing it will be to be there.
It's a multimedia, because there's a lot visual. There's a lot visual happening. There's, of course, narration and poetry reading, and so there's a variety of art forms on display, and then you have your visual artists.
And you created this piece for this event, Tom?
And 3D film, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're honored that Tom is working with us again, you know, and lending his resources.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
You're going to go back to, I heard you're going to take another trip up to the mountains?
Yes, I'm in May, I'm heading to Mount Kailash.
Wow.
And considered the most sacred mountain to four different religions, and Georgiana Cook and Lama Geltsen and the Dharma Center were I had to cap the number of people at 22. I originally had 10, but anyway, we're very excited about it.
And this is a walk around the entire mountain?
Yeah, it's a 30-mile trek up to 18,600 feet.
I wanted to go, but I just really couldn't deal with that altitude thing.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But it's always nice because you come back with great footage and great stories.
And also the just being in that environment, it's very inspiring and spiritual for me.
And May is the spiritual time of year there.
That's when Sagadawa takes place, when they raise the flagpole with all of the, you know, the Tibetan flags on it. And it's fascinating to watch that in the middle of nowhere. This huge 20-foot pole goes up, you know, and if it gets erected straight, that means we're in for a good year. If it falls, who knows?
Well, that's kind of also called the Wesak Festival, the full moon of May is a very, very spiritual time. So right. there's a lot of energy around it. So I'm looking forward to hearing stories about that. But
hopefully you'll get to see some of it,
I would like to. Well, I just love the people involved in this, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. I just love it. Thank you for doing all this great work. People can go to ebbandflowarts.org or yes. they can call
876-1854.
876-1854. 876-1854. I want to wish everyone a very, very happy new year. And I feel very blessed happy to have wonderful year. People like you doing the work that you're doing, which is always a gift to the community. It's really, it's quite fantastic. So thank you for coming
thank
in.
Thank you. Hey, and happy new year and
happy
get better.
New year. Thank you. I certainly will try. And thank you for listening. Aloha.